You're listening to The Traditional Millennial with Brittany Dotson, where conventional meets contemporary and faith fills the gaps. Okay, y'all, we are back again, and I am expounding on a video that I posted on Instagram. I try to be clear in these videos, but maybe I'm not as clear as I think I am sometimes. But anyway, the video addressed leaders who call out things like violence in communities and racism, and they call them out with the authority of Jesus, but they are living in sin themselves. So I want to address this from the perspective of a couple of comments that people made. So one person commented and then came back and said that they misunderstood what I was saying, but I still want to address the perspective that they brought up. So the first perspective, and we'll get into that perspective in a minute, but the first perspective I want to address is the famous one: you're judging. So the comment was made that I was doing the same thing that I was accusing the leaders of doing when I used Matthew 7 as a reference. Well, I can see how the argument could be made, because those people on the other side of the screens, they can't truly observe our lifestyle. So I get that. But let's assume for a minute that you could observe my lifestyle. And in your observation, you see that I am someone who loves Jesus, that I am someone who strives to live for him daily, and I want to see others live for him as well. Let's just assume that for a minute. You could now loop me in the category with those who were preaching and teaching Christ in the early days of the church and those who were teaching against sin. Remember, 1 John says that those who abide in God or in Christ, they don't keep sinning, but those who practice sin are of the devil. He goes on to say that they are the children of the devil. So that means that there has to be a distinction between those who are living for Christ and those who are living for themselves with sin as their master and the devil as their father. Now, I don't want the devil to be my father, but hey, I ain't say it. 1 John said it. John said it. So if you're going to take something up with somebody, take it up with him. I'm just repeating what I read. So as believers, though, we have to correct this behavior, sinful behavior, because we should want people to be called from sin and into a life that is given to Christ. I mean, I would want people to tell me the truth. I would want people to let me know that something that I'm doing is wrong so that I can get it right in my life and I can live a life that is pleasing to God and a life that is free of just turmoil and pain and hurt and even just negative consequences. And if you recall in Corinthians, we are called to judge those in the church. Aren't pastors and leaders supposed to be in the church? And not only that, aren't they held to a higher standard as teachers and instructors of the word of God? The only way we have authority to cast things down that are very powerful is with a higher, mightier power, right? But if this power isn't working to deliver you, how can you use it to cast out anything else? You don't really believe in its success. You don't really believe that it works. Because if you did, you would trust this power with your own life. And now you're trying to use it on or over someone else's life and it ain't working. So let's move on to the second perspective. So someone made the argument, and this is the one that I mentioned earlier, that the person came back and said that they misunderstood what I was saying. But someone made the argument that people can advise you not to do wrong, even if they are doing wrong. Well, here's the thing. Maybe they can, you know, maybe they can tell you don't do this, even if they're doing it, because they realize that what they're doing isn't right. They just don't want to do right now. But am I going to trust you? Are you credible? That's just like me telling you that you don't need to do drugs, even if I'm doing them. Well, am I going to believe that they aren't good if you're still doing them? Something about them has you interested. So maybe I want to experience what has you engulfed with them myself. You know, Paul touched on this idea in Corinthians too. He said that they put no obstacle in anyone's way so that the ministry could not be blamed. They knew that one act of misconduct could cause reproach on the entire ministry. So in this, we see that we aren't to be stumbling blocks. You know, we see that a lot in the Bible as well, in different places. You know how it talks about offenses are going to come, but woe unto him by whom the offense cometh. And it also talks in James about many people not needing to be teachers because they will be judged with a greater strictness. So you cannot be out here living wrong and advising people not to do it. People are not going to believe what you say. They're going to watch what you do. And it's funny how we can say actions speak louder than words until it comes to the leader's actions being called into question. This is when we apply do as I say, not as I do. And what gets me is people will defend a corrupt leader faster than they will a hurting victim. And this is a part of the reason why people get hurt in the church. You know, we don't like to admit it, but it has a lot to do with it. And instead of us calling out wrong, calling out evil, and calling out wickedness, we continue to let people get hurt behind people who are supposed to help heal. You know, I'm going to mention this particular irrational argument very briefly because people always want to go here for some reason. I don't even know why. But anyway, somebody started talking about slavery and not being able to use the Bible. Man, people have refuted that argument with biblical and historical evidence so many times. So I'm not going to get too deep into that. But there is so much information out there on slavery mentioned in the Bible or the type of slavery that was mentioned in the Bible that if people wanted to know the truth, they would heed what has already been explained. And the whole white people using the Bible and all that argument. Yeah, we aren't going to keep going back and forth about that, y'all. Like that's ridiculous. Y'all can let that cause you to miss heaven all you want to, but I'm taking my chances with Jesus. You know, nowadays we practice our religion freely. The only slavery we experience is mental enslavement by letting money, fame, ego, and things that do not matter rule our lives. If the white man is enslaving you with religion now, please tell me how. You can go get your own Bible, you can study for yourself, and you can live out your faith how you feel. So this argument is moot, and you just don't want to submit your life to someone higher than yourself because you want control. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm going to end this podcast episode with this. You know, the writer of Hebrews asked the audience that he was writing to pray for them. He said, "For we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things." They knew the importance of doing things with integrity and how it spoke to the mind that they had to please God. People think that because they're in a position of leadership, that they have the authority to use Jesus's name just because of that position. But it doesn't work like that. The position is not what gives you power. It is the Holy Spirit that is working inside of you that gives you the power to do all things and to do them well and to do them in the name of Jesus Christ, who can perform miracles, who shows us signs, who demonstrates wonders, who has been raised from the dead so that we could have new life. And that new life includes us being able to use the authority and the power of his name to call out things that have been called out of us. So I admonish you today to just think about that. Whenever you want things to be cast out, whenever you want things to be changed in your life, when you want things to turn around for you, think about who you have surrendered your life to. And think about if that power has worked on you first. And if it's worked on you, man, by all means, use the authority of Jesus's name. But if not, call on Jesus's name. Repent so that he can save and deliver you. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this episode. I hope that it blesses and encourages you. Keep hanging out with me here on The Traditional Millennial, where conventional meets contemporary and faith fills the gaps. Teach me your way so I